Now, that's the problem I'm having is that, and if an election is to be ordered to be done now, yet one of the reliefs you are seeking is that the chair and substantially the commission, but effectively the chair, you want us to hold him or to declare that he is not fit to hold public office because of his malfeasance, because of his the illegalities, the irregularities, even allegations of fraud that he has perpetrated, that he's not fit to carry out that exercise, to be in charge of such elections. Our constitution, I believe, has never contemplated and envisaged such a serious situation, such a lacuna. And you know, we are all peaceful, loving people. We believe in the rule of law. We believe in constitutionalism. How is that possible? What are your proposals practically on the ground? If suppose this was done, how do you want us to navigate and apply the law? Is that possible within the law? These are serious issues. These are serious remedies you're asking for. In the meantime, what is the de facto state? What is the status quo? Is that underpinned under the law? These are the questions that we would like to ask, because as you know, in Kenya, we have never had a state of emergency, and we all never contemplated, and I don't wish to think about it.